One and day. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtike Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 3, Text 25. Okay. Tatah kati payamasair vrushni bhojandhakadayah yuyah prabhasam samsrushta rathair deva vimohitah. So we don't have it here actually. Okay, I'll repeat thrice and then those who have cell phone. Yeah, exactly. We'll go to the next verse. Tatah katipairya maservair vrushni bhojandhakadayah yuyah prabhasam samstrushta rathair deva vimohitah. So translation and just translation for this verse by Srila Prabhupada. Tatah thereafter katipariyaya a few masair months passing vrushni the descendants of vrushni bhoja the descendants of bhoja andhakadayah and the others, like the sons of Andhaka, Yayuhu, went Prabhasam, the place of pilgrimage, named Prabhasa, Samrishtaha, with great pleasure, Rathair on their chariots, Deva, by Krishna, Vimohitaha, bewildered. Translation. A few months passed, and then, bewildered by Krishna, all the descendants of Vrushni, Bhoja, and Andhaka, who were incarnations of demigods, went to Prabhasa, while those who were eternal devotees of the Lord did not leave but remained in Dwarka. Text 26. Yeah. Go to the next text, please. Yeah. Tastrasnatva pitrudevan rishmishcheva tadam bhasa tarpayitvath viprebhyo gavo bahaguna daduhu. So we try to repeat. Tatrasnata pitan devan Rishmishcheva tadambhasa Tarpayitvatha viprebhyo Gavo bahaguna daduhu. Somebody would like to repeat? Tatrasnatva pitran devan Rishnishchaiva tadambhasa Tarpaitvatva viprebhyo gavo bahaguna daduhu tatrasnatva pitrun devan vrishnishchaiva tadambhasa tarpaitvatva viprebhyo gavo bahaguna daduhu tatrasnatva pitrun devan vrishnishchaiva tadambhasa tarpaitvatva viprebhyo gavo bahaguna daduhu tatrasnatva pitrun devan vrishnishchaiva tadambhasan tarpayitvatma viprebhyo gavo bahaguna daduhu. Mata Jesus. Tatrasnatva pitrun devan vrishnishchaiva tadambhasa viprebhyo gavo bahaguna daduhu tatrasnatva pitrun devan vrishnishchaiva tadambhasa viprapna viprebhyo gavo bahaguna daduhu tatra there snatva by taking bath pitrin forefathers devan demigods rishin great sages cha also eva certainly tat of that ambhasa by the water tarpayitva by pleasing atha thereupon viprebhyah unto the brahmanas gavaha cows bahugunaha greatly useful daduhu gave in charity. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki cha translation. After arriving there, all of them took bath, and with the water of this place of pilgrimage, they offered their respects to the forefathers, demigods, and great sages, and thus satisfied them. They gave cows to the brahmanas in royal charity. Purport. Amongst the devotees of the Lord, there are several divisions, mainly Nitya Siddhas and Sadhana Siddhas. The Nitya Siddha devotees never fall down to the region of material atmosphere, even though they sometimes come onto the material plane to execute the mission of the Lord. The Sadhana Siddha devotees are chosen from the conditioned souls. Out of the sadhana devotees, there are mixed and pure devotees. The mixed devotees are sometimes enthusiastic about fruitive activities and are habituated to philosophical speculation. The pure devotees are free from all these mixtures and are completely absorbed in the service of the Lord, regardless of how and where they are situated. Pure devotees of the Lord are not enthusiastic to put aside their service to the Lord in order to go visit holy places of pilgrimage. A great devotee of the Lord in modern times, Shri Narottam Das Thakur, has sung like this. To visit holy places of pilgrimage is another bewilderment of the mind, because devotional service to the Lord at any place is the last word in spiritual perfection. For pure devotees of the Lord, who are completely satisfied with the transcendental loving service of the Lord, there is hardly any necessity to visit the various places of pilgrimage. But those who are not so advanced have the prescribed duties of visiting pilgrimage sites and regularly performing the rituals. The part of the princely order of the Yadu dynasty who went to Prabhas performed all duties to be done in a place of pilgrimage and offered their pious activities to their forefathers and others. As a rule, every human being is indebted to God, the demigods, great sages, other living entities, people in general, forefathers, etc., for various contributions received from them. Thus, everyone is obliged to repay the debt of gratitude. The Yadus who went to the Prabhas pilgrimage site performed their duties by distributing land, gold, and well-nourished cows in royal charity, as described in the following verse. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rugunathanvitam Stvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shcha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak something glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So we see we are at a juncture where Uddhava is describing Vidura, Lord's pastimes, and in this section he is describing the winding up pastimes, you know, how Lord decided to wind up whole Yadu dynasty. So in yesterday's verse we heard beautifully from Naikatma Prabhu how the Krishna orchestrated a Vaishnava aprad to be the cause of their destruction. So from today's verse till, like, you know, next couple of verses, Uddhava is describing these exact what happened at Prabhas, you know, in detail. So in today's verse we'll see four things. Prabhupada, you know, mentions this. So first Prabhupada is describing the difference between Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha, different levels of devotees. Second point, he is mentioning about the Vedic injunctions of visiting pilgrimage places. And then the third point, he is mentioning about how this everybody is indebted to give in return for the debt we have. So that's in the last para he's mentioning. And then the fourth point we'll discuss is in the life of a sadhaka, how these points are relevant today. Okay. The first thing about, Prabhupada mentions that there are several divisions, mainly Nitya Siddhas and Sadhana Siddhas. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya is describing to Sanatana Goswami, he describes in detail this, Atmaram verse. And in there, he comes, he describes that how there is a main division about Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. And then each one, how they get categorized four times each, So those who want to do a little more study, they can go in detail. It's in-depth description there. But in general, there are three ways a person gets liberation, person makes his life successful. First, those who are already successful, they're called as Nitya Siddhas. Second, those who perform prescribed devotional service. So through sadhana, they become perfect. Those are known as Sadhana Siddhas. And third is Kripa Siddhas. Prabhupada mentions that in the purport of the verse, Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Adi Lila, 1.8, I guess. In that purport, he mentions that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself is referring him as a Kripa Siddha, that he says, without the mercy of Lord, I cannot write this, magnum opus of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this purport specifically, amongst these three, Prabhupada is mentioning about Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. So there is a beautiful story, again in Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein when Lord was visiting the temple of Sakshi Gopal, he inquires from Nityanand Prabhu and devotees there that why this deity is called as Sakshi Gopal. And then, the devotees, they describe him that how once in the place known as Vidyanagar, there were two brahmanas and they wanted to go for a pilgrimage. Because that's the Vedic injunction, Prabhupada mentioned in this purport later. So when they're traveling, so this one was old brahman, he was very aristocratic, very rich. And then another brahman was poor, he was young. So this young brahman, out of a sense of a duty and, as a helping nature, he helped this old brahman throughout his journey, and they went to different holy places. Then finally they went to Mathura, Vrindavan, and then near the Govindkund there was a beautiful temple of Sri Gopal. So there the old brahman, he was so much pleased with the help this young brahman had done. He says that once we return back to Vidyanagar, I have a young daughter. I would like to offer you as, wife. So this young brahman, knowing the reality, he says, it's not possible. You are very rich. I'm a poor person. And this is not suitable match. But the old brahman says, no, I'm father of her. So she's my property. I can give her, in charity, whoever I want, So, in marriage, they call it, Kanya Dan, right? The daughter is given in charity, right? So then this young brahman says, okay, if that's your desire, please say in front of Lord Gopal that you want to do this. And let Lord Gopal be our witness. So the old brahman and young brahman, both they agreed. They go in front of deity. And they say, the old brahman says, I want to offer my daughter to this young brahman. And then, the return pilgrimage continues. They come to, Vidyanagar place. So basically this Vidyanagar is near Jagannath Puri. Mathura is all the way up, in India, North India. Those days there were no flights, no inns, no motels. They had to walk through, forest. So it's quite a bit of a time, span. Month or two, to go and come back. So they came back, and after some days, this old brahman, because he was a genuine, he told his sons that this particular young brahman, he helped me a lot. So I wanted to offer him my daughter as his wife. So the son of this young Brahman, old Brahman, he says, you know, are you mad? He's such a poor fellow, people will laugh at us at this match. So this young fellow was concerned about his own reputation than the word which his father had given. And then he says, the old Brahman says, no, but I told in front of deities. So he said, you just say that, you know, I forgot what I said, rest I'll take care. So same way we say that, you know, Rukmini Mata, she was meant for Lord Krishna. But Rukmi said, no. Shishupal. So, you know, his father, you know, he was helpless. So same way, the same case with this old Brahman. So, you know, next few days, this young Brahman, he came and he says, oh, old Brahman, as you promised, please give me your daughter in marriage. So this brother, he comes out with a stick and he starts beating him. He said, my father was going on pilgrimage. He had a lot of money and you stole all his money. You fed him some, you know, intoxicant like, you know. See, is such a detailed, beautiful scripture. They even mention the name. He says, you know, you fed him a dhatura. And because of which he got intoxicated. And, you know, you are now saying that, you know, give his daughter, just run away, you know. So this young Brahman goes. But then he was also not so easy to give up. He calls everybody from that village. That was the system, that there were no courts. And then he says, okay, this old Brahman had promised me, but now he is going against because of fear from his son. And this son says, if you get her married to this man, we'll drink poison and we'll die. Because this is against our reputation. See, so much for one's own ego. You know. And then they used to call panchayat, you know, whole the people of the village, they ask, was there any witness? And this young Brahman said, yes, Gopalji was witness. Then this young Brahman son, he said, okay, if Gopalji comes here and gives the witness, I'll allow my, you know, sister to marry you. Because this guy was actually atheist. He thought, you know, how the deity will come, you know. It's just not possible, right? But this young Brahman was, you know, same determined. Prabhupada mentions that actually he was not determined to get a wife, but he was determined to protect the word of honor which this old Brahman had given in front of deity. So he walks again a couple of months to Mathura. He goes to Vrindavan and tells Gopalji that, you know, you are the witness. Kindly come now. So Gopalji says that, but you know, how can I come? You know, I am deity. I cannot walk. So he said, you can talk, then you can walk. So please come. You know. So then Gopalji says, okay, you know, fine. He says that, okay, I'll walk behind you. You will hear the sound of my ankle bells. So just don't look back. And then every day, you know, you see, the devotees are so in detail described. They say that every day you offer me bhoga of 1 kilo rice. So you cook 1 kilo rice, offer it to me every day. Because I'll be hungry, right, while walking. This is the beauty of bhakti. Everything is so personal. And then this Brahmana agrees, very happy. And then he starts walking every day offering and he's hearing, you know, tinkle bells. So when they come on the outskirts of Vidyanagar, this young Brahman thinks that I need to now get everybody, right? To tell that Lord has come. So then he turns back and he says, Lord, you please wait here. I'll bring everyone. And then Lord says, it's fine. And then you know, he goes in the village. He calls everyone. And everybody comes over. You know, deity has come. You know, that was the news of a town, right? If suppose, you know, tomorrow, you know, somebody in Artesia, they say, you know, Dwarkadish has come there. We all will rush there, right? You know? First of all, of course, devotee won't allow them. But, you know, so when all the devotees come, the old Brahman says that, you know, Gopal, please give the witness. And then Gopalji says, yes, this old Brahman had promised. And then they get married. So that time, Lord Gopal, he speaks to these two Brahmins. He said, both of you are my eternal devotees. Nitya Siddha. So Prabhupada is right in purport that these two Brahmins, they were Nitya Siddhas, but they took birth and they took all this trouble to go back and forth, run around on the pretext of, you know, getting a wife. Why? To glorify that how Krishna in the form of Gopal can leave his place and come to other place to bear the witness. So, as Prabhupada is mentioning, there's this Nitya Siddha devotees, though they are eternally liberated, they sometimes come to this material world and take all the trouble, all the headache to deal with conditioned souls. Why? There is a plan of Lord. Lord wants to perform some pastime so that everybody gets attracted to him. So that is the first category. Now the second category, sadhana siddhas, you know. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the previous verse translation, Prabhupada mentioning that those who went to Prabhas, many of them they were demigods. So this is one category in the sadhana siddhas. That they know Krishna is supreme, they know they have to perform devotional service, but sometimes let's go to Venus Beach, let's go to Hollywood, you know. Some other, not for Harinam, you know, devotees go there for Harinam, but to enjoy separately. And that's the problem. When it happens, then immediately Mayadev is there. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavancha kare nikatastha maya tare japatiya dhare. Like immediately grabs. So that is the second category. So these devotees who went to Prabhas, they were under this mixed category. Now sometimes Srila Prabhupada has given us the highest, that you know, to perform unalloyed devotional service. So when we read this, we say, oh, you know, Dwarakavasis, they went to Prabhas, they got killed. But actually their position is very, very high. They associate with Krishna, we don't have to misunderstand. Rather, Krishna is teaching us through them. Another thing, pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrut, father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, right? They were devotees. Rather, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on one of the Ekadashi day, when he was a baby, Nimai, he was crying a lot. And that time, nobody could stop him. So he says, okay, go and bring me prasadam offered in the house of, you know, Hiranya and Jagadish Mujum. And they get the prasad and then Lord, you know, takes that. So, but through their life, Lord wanted to teach how this mixed devotion Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't appreciate. So Raghunath Das Goswami, when he left and he joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, Lord Chaitanya says that your father and uncle, they are like worm in the stool. Can you imagine? Why? Because Lord Chaitanya came here to give us that unalloyed devotional service which will bring us to this, you know, pure devotional platform. So anything less than that, gone. They were devotees. They were worshipping Lord Krishna. They were giving charity. So they were devotees, right? But what Lord called them? Worms in the stool, in the material existence. So, we need to appreciate what Srila Prabhupada has given us. This is the pure devotional service, you know, through the sadhana bhakti, Srila Prabhupada has made us available, you know. And then, the next point is about, you know, the travel, you know, travel to pilgrimages. So Vedas, it is such a body of knowledge, is whatever level you are, however degraded you are, there is a place for you. There is a place for you and there is a path how you can go up from that level up to pure devotional service and going back to spiritual world. So those who are, you know, materialistic, Vedas tell, you know, you are doing so much sin, go to pilgrim places, take bath in Ganges, all your sins will get destroyed. You will go to heaven to enjoy further. So they say, oh, very nice, very nice. And they go to take bath in Ganges. Right? But for a devotee, here, Prabhupada is quoting Narottam Das Thakur, he says, it is a waste of time. You know. So this comes, Narottam Das Thakur's, you know, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, in that, Anya Abhilasha Chadi, that is the Vaishnava song, in that, Narottam Das Thakur writes, Tirtha Yatra Parishrama
ಕೇವಲ ಮನೇರ ಭ್ರಮ ಸರ್ವ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಚರಣ ಶುದ್ಧ ಸುದೃಢ ವಿಶ್ವಾಸ ಕೋರಿ ಮದ ಮಾತ್ಸರ್ಯ ಪರಿಹಾರಿ ಸದಾ ಕರೋ ಅನನ್ಯ ಭಜನ.
So he's saying this Tirthayatra Parishrama, this going to pilgrimage is waste of time. Oh, but just now you mentioned, Vedas say go to pilgrimage. So this is, he's taking one level up. Don't worry about your all this papa, punya and all those nonsense. Kevala manera brahma, it is all the bewilderment of mind. So what you should do? Sarva siddhi govinda charana. You take shelter of govinda charan. How? Sada karo ananya bhajan, by doing unconditional, uninterrupted devotion to Lord Govinda, then everything achieved. There's another nice pastime, you know. Once Nanda Maharaj, he says, I want to go to Prayag, So Mother Yashoda starts making, some footsteps so that, again, there were no hotels, right? So some things which can last for a couple of days. So Krishna, little Krishna, Baba, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Prayag. Why you are going? He said, this is written in scriptures, we should go. We perform so many unknowingly sins, we need to cleanse. He said, wait, go after 3 days, Nanda Baba, So Nanda Baba, okay, Krishna, nobody can deny Krishna's request. And then in the Nandagram, there is a kund where Nanda Maharaj used to take bath every day. I think I'm forgetting the name, but. So then Nanda Maharaj, early morning, he goes to take bath there, and he sees one black person entering the kund, his kund. And he comes back as a shining, bright, fellow. So Nanda Maharaj become curious. He said, I never saw you. Who are you? He said, I am, Tirtharaj Prayak personified. Everybody comes and dumps their sin in, me. But I come once year, once in a year, or he mentions duration. And I get rid of, my sins. Because you take bath here, oh Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj was, So Krishna wanted him not to go. So Krishna did it. In another way. So then Nanda Maharaj cancelled the whole plan. So this is show that for a devotee, going to pilgrimage is not required because they are completely surrendered unto Lord. But now in the current context, what Vidura is doing? He is on pilgrimage. Isn't it then contradictory? You are saying that don't go on pilgrimage, but why Vidura is going on pilgrimage, right? So answer to that is, again, Yudhishthir Maharaj, when Vidura comes back home, what he says? He says that, where is that verse? Again, it's from Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Vida Bhagavatas, Tirthe, the last verse, Tirthe Kurvanti Tirthe Kurvanti Tirthani. Swantastena Gadavrutaya. Thank you. So he says that, oh Vidura, devotees like you are carrying Lord in your heart. You go to holy places. Why? To purify the holy places themselves. So for a devotee, it's not wherever we are, we can stay. We have Prabhupada has given us New Dwarka Dham. So if we are able to go Mayapur, Vrindavan, yes, Prabhupada said we should visit. But we take there, we get, charged, come back and, do our service here. So that's the second point. And the third point about the different depths Prabhupada is talking, right? So again, Bhagavatam 11th canto, the verse come, Devarshi Nunapta Nunam Pitrunam Nayam Karoti King Karoti Rajan Sarvat Mana Nam Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parirutya Kartamya. So in that again, he says that one who takes shelter of Lord Mukunda, he doesn't have to worry about all these depths. It's taken care. Again, I think in third canto it comes, Yathataror Mula Nishechanena Tatskanda Bhujo Pashaka Prano Pararthecha Yathendriyana Tathaiva Sarvatmana Achutej. That the example is given as one pours the water, the root of tree, all the parts of the tree gets nourished. The same way when we perform devotional service to Lord Mukunda, we are not worried about, you know, these depths. So what's in it for us as a sadhaka? Srila Prabhupada has given us this perfect process to achieve this pure devotional service. But within framework of ISKCON, again, there are devotees at various stages. So we need to be careful with whom we associate and with whom, from whom we take guidance. Because that will determine how much benefit we are going to get from this beautiful process. There are many people who come to devotional service, Krishna consciousness, because they feel peaceful. Like suppose, for example, you know, somebody is, you know, driving a bike and he falls down. Naturally, you know, devotees will go there, help him, bring him here, he'll, you know, make him sit, right? Give him water to drink. He'll feel relieved, right? Because there is a pain of that falling, right? So he is now here, but has he come here to, you know about Rukmini Dwarkadesh? No. He has just come here to get some relief from the accident. So same way, many people, they come to devotional service to start with because material world is like blazing fire. And when they come in association of devotee, when they eat prasad, they feel really satisfied. But are they here for pure devotional service? Not yet. But if they just kind of, oh, this is so nice, you know, let me be here around, be peaceful, they are not getting complete benefit of what Srila Prabhupada is offering. So, if he comes here and then inquires, okay, who is there standing in this beautiful 3-4 bending form? Who is next to her, you know, him? And who is here dancing pose? Then, Adho Shraddha, you know, then he'll start hearing and then he'll progress in devotional service. So while doing there also, you know, there's complete another topic. There's like, you know, while practicing also, we have to be careful of so many things like Vaishnava Prad, we just heard in, you know, last class. So, unless we are very much careful and very much focused on what we are here for, it's very likely that Maya can put our trajectory in some other direction. So for example, there is a rocket, right? So it has to go in certain direction to reach its point. If we just change slightly 0.01% angle, what will happen? It doesn't feel much difference here. But in the long run, you are completely off the goal, right? So same way, while practicing devotional service for many years, we have to again and again remind ourselves, of course I am speaking this for myself particularly, what I am here for. Am I here to get post? Am I here to get name, fame, glory? Am I here to become a big scholar or to be known as a big scholar? Or am I here to purify my heart and chant offenselessly? So Jiva Goswami says, if we chant offenselessly and if we have perfect dealings, we'll go back to spiritual world. So how we can have perfect dealings? We need to understand these intricacies, you know, about, you know, Vaishnava dealings and whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of what? Lord and its dealing with his devotees. We see mother of Lord, Sachi Mata, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give her Krishna Prem. Why? She offended Advaita Acharya. Right? So even if a devotee is at that level, still he can be, you know, kind of barred from the, you know, entrance of spiritual world. Why? If we are not careful. There was Jagadanand Pandit, he tells to Sanatana Goswami, you know, why you just leave Jagannath Puri and go to Vrindavan because, you know, Lord is coming to hug you and, you know, his body has, you know, impurities, right? Lord Chaitanya did not like what he did. He sent Jagadanand Pandit to Mayapur, away from him. So, as we advance in devotional service, we need to associate with those devotees, even within ISKCON, who are very clear that their aim is follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions to the point. And they are not here for all this, you know, name, fame, glory, you know, same old story, right? So, and fortunately, we have so many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples here in New Dwarka. We have dedicated their lives actually for this purpose. So, we had such an amazing examples. Other places is lacking. So, I particularly seek blessings that I should be able to take this association. All of us, we should take this association seriously and remind ourselves what we are here for. Otherwise, what happens? Though the Yadus were in association of Krishna in Dwarka, they had to get killed by, you know, getting intoxicated. Why? Little bit deviation, familiarity with content. They started taking Krishna lightly. Of course, there are many other reasons also. Krishna wanted to wind up his pastimes and others. But we cannot just say it's all, yeah, you know, it's Lord's pastime. Then what is in it for me? What is, why Lord did that pastime? Because he wants to teach us something. So with this, would like to stop. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhuji. Then, Nekatma Prabhu, Raghupati Prabhu. It's not working. Okay.
It's very instructive that we should come to the holy places with a mind to make spiritual advancement. When Lord Krishna went to Kurukshetra during the solar eclipse with the residents, they went and took bath.
Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, so Prabhu was referring to when Krishna goes to Kurukshetra during solar eclipse. Krishna also tells that if somebody is going just to take bath in holy place, it is like taking, he's no more, better than, you know, cow or ass, you know, Sayava Gokara. He says, and then he says, Prabhupada has mentioned, Prabhupada has established this holy place. We should not just come here to see, take darshan of lordships, but we should associate with each other, and that's where we can purify. Thank you for adding.
Thank you, Prabhu. I loved your class. Thank you very much. I have a little question and a bigger question. Okay? The little one is, so what I was hearing about pilgrimage is that really not necessary to go. That's you know, you quoted that thing from Narottam Das Thakur. So my little question is, so Prabhupada instructed us to go to Mayapur and Vrindavan once a year. So, at, you know, holy places. So what's the way to understand that? If it's not necessary, why is Prabhupada telling us to go to as many devotees as possible should go to Mayapur and Vrindavan once a year? That's the little question.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I know you know the answer, but still I'll try to reply. So Srila Prabhupada wanted us, again, he said that, okay, you come to these holy places, you get charged spiritually, go back to your places and do your service. Because this is also part of devotional serving, you know. Say Sangha Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, you know, let's start. Say Sangha Brahmilo Range Jesaba Jesthana Gauranga. So he says that wherever Lord Chaitanya has visited, I'll visit in association of devotees, you know, Pranayi Bhakata Sangha, you know, that Vaishnava song. So the point is, Prabhupada said that yes, go visit, but not alone, in association to get inspiration. So, and that's, you know, once a year, like, you know, just go take inspiration, associate with devotees and come back. So that was for one's own spiritual nourishment he is mentioning. So this is not different from that. He's, again, the devotee association is there. And again, like, you know, the places of Lord's, you know, pastimes. So both things are there.
I have another, but I'll wait if somebody, can I ask the big one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I got to preface this question by making a statement. So I love all the devotees. I appreciate the service of all devotees, okay? Now, in this verse, it was pointing out how there's the nichya-siddha devotees who descend from the spiritual world. Then there's sadhana devotees. Some of them are pure devotees. Some of them mixed devotees, okay? So we have that. We're experiencing that with the ISKCON. So my question is this, that, like, you know, in the material world, we could see that it's not necessarily the most qualified people that are in positions of leadership. It's obvious that's what's happening in the material world. You don't have your most enlightened, intelligent people or well-motivated people as the leaders of different nations. It's obvious. Okay. So I think that I hope I'm not getting myself in trouble by even... I think that's a phenomena that exists even within ISKCON. I mean, historically speaking, that it's not necessarily the most spiritually elevated people that wind up in our top positions of leadership. And once again, I'm not going to say that the people who are in positions of leadership are demons. No, it's pointed out in this verse, this gradations, hierarchy of advancement in devotional service. And it seems like sometimes the most elevated people aren't in the most elevated positions. That's my perception anyway. And I don't know if that's correct. I might be an illusion thinking like that. It might be offensive even I'm thinking like that. But I that's my impression. And I want to know, is that correct? And if so, how should one understand that?
Yeah. You want to answer, Prue, or should I? Yeah, okay. Prue is,
That's a very interesting comment. I would add to that Krishna has a plan to engage everyone in his devotional service. So everyone has their position and time and place to render service. For a so-called, well, quote-unquote, less advanced devotee who's washing the pots, there's a certain destiny that person has to go through and is making a spiritual advancement. That advancement is between them, the spiritual master, and Krishna. And by Krishna's arrangement, by the spiritual master's arrangement, you have a destiny to wash pots, or you have a destiny to be in a managerial position. But there's no difference, in my mind anyway.
Okay, so...
Like most questions that we ask nowadays, these things have been discussed in the past. And the example Prabhupada would use is like that of the policeman. The policeman may not be obviously the most elevated guy in the law enforcement agency. He may not even be completely honest, but if he stops you and he tells you to do something, you have to do it. You have to do it. That's the law. And the devotees show that example in their lives. Whatever the civil leaders, civil authorities told them to do, they would do, as long as it didn't interfere with their devotional service. So no one can interfere with your devotional service. Under any circumstance, you can chant. Right. So practically speaking, like in ISKCON, if you are washing pots and the temple president comes and says, now I want you to stop washing pots and go out on Sankirtan, don't get into an argument. Just do it. It's not like he's asking you to go to the market and steal or something. If somebody's giving you some practical devotional service to do that is authorized by the society, by Srila Prabhupada, do it. Or vice versa. If you're the top, the book the Sridhar out there, but the authorities say, now we need you to come to the temple and manage. That's the need right now. Do it. See, we like to get into arguments because we don't want any authority. This is why we stay here. Everybody wants to be their own authority. So we come up with all kinds of reasons why we should do that. I want to go on Harinam, but I want to do it my way. I don't want to do it the way it's been done traditionally or because somebody else said that. I've come up with this new style and I want to implement it and da-da-da-da-da. Everybody wants to do their own thing. And Prabhupada didn't like that. That creates chaos. There have been so many practical examples in our society where the leaders were going off and then the whole thing came to Prabhupada. And in one famous case, Brigapati was there in New York. Prabhupada said, The rank and file devotees have no, what's the word I'm looking for? Culpability in this whole arrangement because they were following authority, which they should do. But then he turned to the other leaders of the society and you should have done something because you should have been, you're elevated enough to see that something was going wrong here. So in all circumstances, if you follow your authority sincerely, you are relieved from any responsibility. That's what you're supposed to do. Especially, again, you know the philosophy, and they're not asking you to do something against that philosophy. Like I gave those two examples. If you're a pot washer, you're told to go out and distribute books, do it. Don't get into an argument. Now, you can give some reasons. Prabhupada allowed his disciples to discuss with him. You know, Prabhupada wanted somebody to go someplace, and they didn't want to go, and they discussed. And finally, if you're surrendered, then you go. It's not that you're a machine. You have feelings, you have, you know, you can discuss. But if the authorities finally decide do such and such, do it.
Yeah, thank you for adding. So, my comment to that actually is that how I personally see is that, yes, you know, they are extending themselves, all who are in managerial role. That's not any rasa in there, but still they are doing to make sure Prabhupada's movement goes on. Now, some managers may inspire us spiritually. In that case, yes, we take their association. But if some devotees' managerial styles, you know, somehow it doesn't suit with our psychophysical nature, then, you know, as Arshita Prabhu said, yes, we follow what they said because, yeah, that's coming in parampara. But to take association, we may not be associating with them. We may be associating with like-minded devotees who give us spiritual inspiration. So it both ways. Yes, one thing we follow because, you know, we need to run the show. And then the other thing, we have respect for them because they have taken that responsibility. And then the third thing, but if we are not getting inspired by their behavior, we won't associate with them. Rather, we associate with someone from whom we are getting positive spiritual nourishment. So that way, we are not offending them. We are respecting their service. At the same time, their behavior and their dealings is not interfering with our spiritual advancement. So, it's my two cents. So, yeah, I think we are already over time. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Gantarashramad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandaya Hari.